Okay, so let's start from that Nun Vav Amud Beis. Nun Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom. Let's start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Haro Yishmael. Nun Vav Amud Beis. Today's Nun Zayin, right? Today's Nun Zayin. So let's start from Nun Vav Amud Beis. Haro Yishmael Bachalayim. Okay, Haroi Yishmael Bachalayim. That clock is correct, right? I don't have a watch. That's wrong. That clock is right, right? Okay. It's good. So Haroi Yishmael Bachalayim. Tefilos and Nishmas. Okay, you have the chart here. What is Nun Zayin, right?
Yeah.
Haroi Yishmael Bachalayim. Let's go. So it's 5 lines in the Bar Midaf Nun Vav Mebe. So Haroi Yishmael Bachalayim. Tefilos and Nishmas. The person sees Yishmael in a dream. He sees that means the philosopher Nishmas Yishmael. He sees either in the name Yishmael or he sees Yishmael Mamish. So I think what it means is he sees the words. He sees the word Yishmael spelled out. This means that it's tefillah. Like, Carmen, maybe come closer. That's okay, all right. Don't worry. You hear me? Okay. This means tefilas nishmas. This means that his tefillah is heard, because Yishmael l'shma Hashem should hear my prayer. The davka Yishmael ben Avram, aval tayoy ba'aval tayoy ba'al moloi. If you see an Arab in your dream, it has no significance. It does not mean that the person's dream, the person's tefillah is heard. Boy, next haroi gomel b'chaloi. A person sees a gomel, a camel. A person sees a camel in a dream. That means that in Shemaim they wanted to kill him. He was a gezer of Misa, and he was spared. Mimena, he was spared from the dream. And why is the word? Why is that shaykh to the word of Gomel? Gemilos chasadim. In Shemaim they have goimel upon him chesed. It was meant that he should die, and he was spared with tzilu mimen. What's the makar for this? I will take you down to Mitzrayim, and I will bring you up. Okay, so the raya here is, I will bring you down to Mitzrayim and I'll take you up. And the Nutrikin, the raya from his Gam Oloy is Gomel. You see, the raya over here is, we're referring to this Pasik, the Rosh Etevos of the last two words. Vanochi Erdem Chom Mitzrayim, I'll take you down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is not a good place. Vanochi Ayashem A'alcha Gam Oloy. Gam is Gomel. Gimel Mem. Allah, I will take you up. So the syllables of these two words, Gam Allah, is Gomel. Therefore, it's a sign. What?
Why do you use Yishmael? He used a Russian.
No, that was the previous Gemara.
Why do they use a Russian? Why do they use a good person?
Because Yishmael still means, first of all, Yishmael did Tshuva, B'sof Chayav, Yishmael did Tshuva. And it means that the Malach called him Yishmael because Hashem heard his prayer. Hashem spared him. He was going to die. He was starving. Okay, but the word Yishmael, we don't focus on who he was. We focus on his name. And the name represents the idea of Yishmael. Let's go weiter. Hashem has removed your sin, you will not die. So what's the raya? Gam. See, Gam is short for Gam lo. We take the word gam, gimel mem is gomol, gimel mem, and loy samus, the lamed of loy samus, the same one of the meaning of garmel, like Lishbaruch, who has redeemed the person who is meant to be. The person should die, should suffer, like Lishbaruch, who has redeemed him from his sorrow. Next, haray pinchos bachal, the person sees pinchos, it means he sees the name spelled out pinchos. Pele nasala, this is an indication that a miracle, wonders, will be done, because pinchos comes from the word of pele. Pinchos is, why Dafka Pinchas? What does Rashi say? Pele nasa moshna kimoi shenasa la Pinchas kamimis. Like Pinchas, miracles after Pinchas. Pinchas did miracles. He was able to kill Kuzbi and Zimri in one shot. And therefore, he refers to his meisim. When he killed Kuzbi, when he killed Zimri and Kuzbi, miracles happened for him. What were the miracles? Samachest, okay, fine. The miracles that were done for Pinchas. Next, fighter. Haroya pilbach, a person sees an elephant in his dream. Pilois nasaloi. So pil comes from the word pilois, wonders. Wonders will be done for this person. Pilim, if he sees multiple elephants, many elephants, more than one elephant, that's an indication. Pile pilois, wonders upon wonders, naasulo will be done for him. What? What? No, that's another Gemara. The Gemara says you only dream about what you see during the day. No one dreams about an elephant going through an eye needle because you don't see that happen during the day. So this is generally the word pilim. If you see elephants, it means pilei ploim nasula. Next, avia tanya. But we learned in the Braisa, so kol min chayu siyafin lechalayim chutz min apil umin akoif. There are two animals. If you see these animals in a dream, it's not a good sign. An elephant and a monkey. So we have a stira. Here it says that it's a good sign. And here it says that it's not a good sign. Like kashya, there is no contradiction. Ha, the misorei ka doloyim misorei. It depends if the elephant is. If the elephant is saddled, if the peel has a saddle, that's a good sign. If the elephant does not have a saddle, that's a bad sign. I guess it means if there's a saddle, it means that the person is in control. He's a balabais, he's yoyeshev on the elephant, that's a good sign. Next, a monkey, that's the Gemara later on. The Gemara says it's not a good sign. The Gemara talks about it, it's not a good sign. It's not. If you see animals in a dream, it's not a good sign. What? Okay, but we're talking over here about dreams. We're talking about seeing these creatures in a dream. Is it a good sign? Is it not a good sign? Next, huna b'chaloyim. A person sees huna b'chaloyim. Neis nas. The word huna means, if he sees the word huna, that's a good indication. It means a miracle because huna, the primary syllable of the name huna is the nun. It's very good for these days for Sukkis. Hashana. The Gemara is saying that when you have the nun aleph, that's indication, nisim, miracles. So if you see huna b'chaloyim, neis nasla, that's a good sign. Chanina, if you see in a dream chanina, or chananya, or yoichanan, nisei nisim nasla, that's indication that miracles upon miracles, because over here there is a double nun. There is chanina, chananya, Yoichanan, Yoichanan is two nuns, nuns of this, so double nun, nisim, nisei, nisim, nasuloi. Next, so a hespid, a person sees a hespid. He sees hespid spelled out, b'chaloi, min shamayim, chosulov, that means that they had pity upon him. Now, I want to tell you yisoid. Okay, you have to remember this. The only thing you learn tonight is this yisoid. It's kedai to come. The yisoid is, what is the order of our letters in the aleph base? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, we start with the letter Aleph. In Shemayim, the letters begin with Tav, then Shin, then Resh, and then Kuf, and so on, Tzadi, you go backwards. Why? When Hashem created the world, it's like on computers, a thing called first in, first out, FIFO. First in, first out. If you have a tube, and you... So the first thing you put in is the last one out. When Hashem created the world, He sent down the letter Tav. He sent down the letter Shin. He sent down the letter Resh, the letter Kof. The last thing Hashem sent down to the world was the letter Aleph. So from Shemayim, the last thing that was sent down was the letter Aleph. We have it down here on this world. When we look at it, the first thing we look at is an Aleph. The next thing is a Beis. That's the way it goes.
First.
Tough, but the tough came down, came from Shemayim down. That's
west,
the way it works. It came down first. It came down first.
But it was west.
But for us, in our perspective, since this world, Ulam Hazez, world of Tzimtzum, the whole nature of this world is a world of Tzimtzum. That's okay. That's a Kabbalistic concept. Hashem created the world. Hashem sent down the world. Hashem sent down these letters. Okay, these are very Kabbalistic concepts. And Hashem sent down the letters of the Aleph Beis to create the world. The first thing He sent down was the letter Tav. Then came the letter. Right, no, but that's only church from Hashem's perspective. But from our, we have to go, we're running out of time, Our perspective, when we look at it, this is a world of Tzimtzum. Everything in this world is confined, it's limited. Everything is like in a tube. And when something is in a tube, there's only enough room for one thing at a time. So the first thing that we take out from this world is the letter Aleph. That's why L'chadoidi, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, it's Tashrak. It's the order of L'chadoidi. If you look at this Siddur, Tikan, let's go. Tikan to Shabbos. Ritzisa karbonos secha. Tzivisa perushecha. Musaf on Shabbos. It's backwards. It's not backwards. It's in order.
It's in order.
From our perspective, it's backwards. Because Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Friday night. Kabbalah Shabbos. Say, what do we say? We say l'chadoidi. The same exact thing. L'chadoidi, it's also backwards. Oh, is it? I'm getting confused. What, there's something that, goes... I'm getting mixed up. There's something backwards. Lo sevoshi, lo shtachvi, lo sevoshi, tof, shin. Okay, I'm getting mixed up. Reish, okay, there is something going back. Basically, anything that goes to Tikkanta Shabbos, the Muslim Shabbos is backwards. When it comes to dreams, it's exactly the same thing. There is a reflection. When they send down to this world good, there's a sign, a communication from Shemayim to this world. It's sent down the same way. So things which appear to be good in the Gemara usually are interpreted as good signs. And a person sees something that is horrible, that is disgusting, that's terrible. In Shemayim, they're sending down the ultimate good. It's just that from our perspective, everything is always a reflection, is always the opposite. So in Kant, that's why you're going to have here in the Gemara many dreams, many things, which you'll say, this should be a terrible thing. It's not, because everything that's terrible is a reflection. There's always two sides. There's a parallel. Like Yishmael. So Yishmael may be a terrible person, but really, that's what's the flip side? The flip side is good. So that's why we're going to see many things which appear to be terrible, which are really very good. Let's go right to it. Okay, third line from the top. Haroyach hesped b'chalayim. Person sees hesped b'chalayim. Min shemayim chosolov. That means in heaven they had mercy upon him, who pedu, and they redeemed him. Okay, so hesped, you think is a terrible thing, right? Hesped, eulogy, mourning. No, so here the more thing is here they had shemayim chosu olav ufaduhu. So here the drash is we take the hay and we make it into a ches. It's very common to make a hay into a ches into a hay. So chos, the first two letters of hesped are chos. In Shemayim, they had mercy, and pedalid paduhu, they redeemed him from trouble. That's only when you actually see the word hesped spelled out, the letters are spelled out.
Ha'ine person,
see it. What?
What if you see a hesped?
No, it says no. It doesn't mean anything. It means you have to see in the dream the word hesped. You see in your dream the word hesped spelled out. Next. Ha'ine yehe shnei rabba mevarach muftach lo shu ben olam. A person sees himself in a dream saying yehe shnei rabba. Do you know what that means? It means the person is guaranteed shuhu ben olam haba. That's a very good sign. It means he is a ben olam haba. Next, Hakari Kriyashma, a person says Kriyashma in a dream, Roy Shatisha Loshchina. If a person is Makabal Omal Choshamayim in a dream, that means he's a tzaddik, he's Roy Shatisha Loshchina, the Shchina should rest upon him. Why then is the Shchina not resting upon him? Elo, Shein Doiroy Zakai Lakach, the generation is not worthy that he should be a person that receives Shchina. Hameniach tefillin, machalim, person sees himself putting on tefillin in a dream. Yitzapel legedula, he should yearn for greatness. Shenemar, v'ro kol am yeretz kishem Hashem nikro lecha v'yarimeka. What?
If you have a good dream, it's not bad. And if you have a bad dream.
No, so it depends. Every dream really is different. And the principle that I told you about seeing something bad, that depends on the situation. But there are certain things which are kulay good. They're good no matter from which perspective. So here's an example. You see something on tefillin in a dream, that means v'ro kol am yeretz kishem Hashem nikro lecha. And you should be mitzape for greatness. But Tanya, what does this mean? Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, good laimer, elu tefillin shabrosh, first tefillin shabrosh, that you put on his tefillin shabrosh, you see yourself putting on tefillin shabrosh, therefore all the nations of the world will see you and be afraid of you. Being afraid of you is a sign of greatness. Hamispalul b'chaloyim, a person sees himself davening in a dream, this is a good sign. Simin yafaloy, this is a good sign. For Hanimud loisim, provided he does not finish his prayer. He does not, because if you finish off, it means enough. If you see yourself davening and you wake up and you're still davening, you do not see yourself and you're davening, that is a good sign. Haba al imay bachlan, person has relations with his mother chalam yitzap lebina. This means he should hope for understanding. Why? It's a pasuk, and these things seem horrible, but as we explained, the reflection means there's always an opposite. Yes. So it means which is a chayiv karis. That was the laning yesterday by Minchash. Minchon Yom Kippur, you laying the arayos. Habalim b'chalam yitzapel lebina, understanding shnemar ki aim lebina tikl. You shall call your mother bina. Call your mother understanding. So we see in this pasuk that there is an association between the mother and understanding. So if a person sees his mother in a dream, it's a sign that in Shemayim they're going to give him understanding. Habal naira hamurasa, man is born a naira hamurasa yitzapel leTorah, should hope to be yotzei zeicha to acquire Torah. Shnemar Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Marasha Kilas Yaakov, Al Tikri Marasha Dari inheritance. But read it, Ella Me'irasa, it means a woman, a betrothed, a woman that is in between Erisin and Nisun. She had Erisin, but did not yet have Nisun. She is a Murasa, and that's what it says. The person says the person he's seen in his dream of Baal Narahamarasa, so there's some association between a Narahamarasa and Torah, which is called Marasha, Al Tikri Marasha, but it's called our wife. Haba alachoisoi, bachalom, person has relations with his sister. Yitzapel lechochma. Shenemar emo lechochma chosiat. Chazal explained this thing that just like everyone knows that a sister is osur, so too the entire Torah should be clear to you like that halacha. All the difficult halachas of Kol HaTorah Kula should be clear to you the same way it's clear and simple to every person that his sister, he may not marry his sister. So here the Gemara says, since sister is associated with Chochma, person sees this in his dream, it means he's going to be Zoicha to Chochma, Yitzap el Chochma. Next, Habo al Eishes Ish, Bachalayim, Muftach lo Shehu ben Oilam Haba. It's a guarantee that he's a ben Oilam Haba, because it means that he's like married to the Torah. It means he's a chiluk of the Torah. And of course, for Hanimili Delah Yod Allah, he does not know this woman. He did not think about it, because we know that many dreams come from the thoughts you have during the day. So if a person knows this woman, maybe subconsciously he had a desire for this woman, then his dream does not mean anything. Adarab, it's not a good sign. But if he does not know this woman, never thought about her, and he sees this in his dream, so that means that it's something that's similar to Shemayim, that he is kaviyachol married to the Torah, not just an arusa, but he is completely attached to the Shekhinah. A person sees in a dream wheat. He sees stalks of wheat in a dream. Roh shalom, this means he has seen peace. That's a sign for peace. Shenemar, hasam givulech shalom. Hashem sets your boundary with peace. Chelev chitim yasbech, he satisfies you with the fat of wheat. So since the wheat is associated with shalom, sim good sim. Haroya sim, the person sees barley in a dream. Sor avonasov, his sins have departed. Shenemar, v'sor avonecha, v'chatosecha tuchupar, your sins are for him. What's the raya? The raya is the sor avoinech, the first two as the samach, and the ayin of avoinech. So the samach is similar to a sin of soir and barley. And ayin is the second letter of soir. We're taking the first two letters of soirim, and we're taking note that in this pasuk we have those first two syllables. The soir is again the sin. We interchange with a samach. We interchange with the sin, and we have here the ayin. Techatosecha tuchupar amar b'zera anola salki mibavel le'eretz Yisrael. I did not go move up, make aliyah to Eretz of Bavel ad chazay sadechalma until I saw barley in my dream. I was forgiven for my sins. I knew now that I've been forgiven. I'm tohor. I can come to Eretz Yisrael in a state of Tara. You just can't come to Eretz Yisrael. You have to be roy to come to Eretz Yisrael. To come to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael should tolerate. Eretz Yisrael does not tolerate sinners. So you think it's just you go to Eretz Yisrael. You can't just go to Eretz Yisrael. You're roy to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're roy to step foot in Eretz Yisrael to go to the Kaisel. You have Averus, Smoli Averus, you go to Eretz Yisrael. You have to, before you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to tshuva, you have to be roy to live in Eretz Yisrael. So I knew that I was roy to live in Eretz Yisrael when I saw in my dream that my sins were forgiven. I saw barley, which means the Sa'avoneich. Now I'm roy to come to Eretz Yisrael.
Right. So there's Averus to leave?
He doesn't have to leave, but you understand. He means there's a problem. Adchaz says of Chama, Haroya Geffen Tuna Bachalim. Person sees a vine. He sees a Geffen Tuna Bachalim. Ein Ishem Apelus as a son of his wife is not going to have a miscarriage. Shenemar Ishtecha Eshtecha, your wife ki Geffen Paru, like a fruitful vine. So when it says over here, Geffen Paru Biyarkis Beisecha Bonech, then it goes on to say Bonecha Kishilei Zeis. So since over here your wine is fruitful, fruitful means it's not going to have a miscarriage. So and the person sees a vine. Okay, he sees the vine, the branch of the vineyard. Yitzape l'mashiach. He shall yearn for Mashiach. Shenemar. Oisri lagefen iro v'lasareika bini asoinoi. Now this pasuk, it's a very difficult pasuk. Simply it means, Rashi and Chumash says that what the pasuk means is, Geffen means that Eretz Yisrael will produce so much gefanim that you'll a whole donkey, an ira is a donkey, is a small donkey. You'll need a whole donkey just to carry one geffen, one cluster of grapes. That's how much blessing there will be in Eretz Yisrael. A donkey can hold a lot, but you'll have so much wine
holding or pulling
to carry on its back.
A
donkey holds, yeah, you load it up, you're able to put on the side.
But if you say pulling, it means a lot more.
No, it doesn't mean pulling, it means to carry on its back. It'll be able to carry an enormous load on its back. The last sereka, a sereka is a vine, the amount that a complete branch will produce will be so much b'ni asano, a donkey. A baby donkey, you'll need an entire baby donkey to carry. These are two different types of creatures, an ira and a b'ni asano, two different types of creatures, and they're going to carry an enormous amount of bracha. That's how great the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. That is the simple interpretation of the pasuk. You will tie a geffen to an ira, and you will tie a sereka, the produce of a sereka, to a bini asoinai. However, the Medrash, and this is what Rashi is referring to, interprets this pasuk in reference to the Melech HaMashiach. And therefore, the pasuk of the year is telling us, okay, Unklus, this really comes from Unklus. Unklus says that, Unklus says, Yischar Yisrael Likirta, they will surround the city, Amo Yivnoin Hechola, and the people will build Yerushalayim. So he's saying over here, Oshri means to surround, and Geffen refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will surround Yerushalayim. Iro, we're referring first to Yerushalayim. The Sereka is again Klal Yisrael. Bini Asono will build. Bini means to build, not the child, but means to build. Asono means the place, the gate of Yerushalayim. So this pasuk refers to what's going to occur according to the Targum, which is based in the meantime of Mashiach. When Klal Yisrael will return, will be kibbutz galus, they will surround Yerushalayim, and we will rebuild Yerushalayim. So Yisrael again, Gibra v'lasreka b'niyasa naharoi. Next, haroi natein mechal. Person sees the tainus, so the person sees the vine in his dream. He knows he's referring to this pasuk. He knows that good things are coming. Haroi tainu b'chaloyim. Person sees a fig in his dream. Toyrasa mishtameris b'kibra. That means that his Torah is guarded within. It's a good sign. A tainu means, what's the raya? Shenemar noitzer tein, the person who guards a teina, yoichal pirya, will eat its food. So since the word teina is associated with noitzer, is to guard, so it means that what does a person want to guard in this world? Torah. He wants to preserve it, so it means that the Torah will preserve within him. Haraya rimayinim bachan, the person sees pomegranates. He sees himself going to pomegranates. So what does that mean? It means I'm broke. Spent all my money and I can't afford to pay the prices. So the Gemara says, depends. Zutre, if you see small pomegranates, pore aske kirimone, it means that your business will be fruitful, will be successful like pomegranates. Pomegranates are, they multiply, they're very fruitful. Ravrave, if you see large pomegranates, rave iske kirimone, your business will increase. So if it's small, it's pre.
It's different.
different sizes. There are different types of pomegranates.
No,
they're small and light.
If
it's small, then it's a pri, then it's called a fruit. So then it's then it refers to pori, means to be fruitful.
What does fruitful mean?
Fruit means successful. Successful. Right, that's what it means, successful. And if it's large, it also means successful. It means rove aske kirimone. It also means basically the same idea, very similar. Rove iske kirimone. Next, palge. Let's say you see sliced pomegranates, cut into pieces. So what does that mean? In Talmud Chacham yitzapa l'toira. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you should mitzapa for siyat d'shmaya in Torah. Shenema, it says in the pasuk Eshkecha, your drink miyayin harekach, from the fragrant wine, leasis rimoni, from the sweet drink of the pomegranates. So since over here it says your drink, and this alludes to a measis rimoni. Asis rimoni, Rashi says, hanimtzes, what is sucked out from the pomegranates, and this refers to Torah. Why does this pasuk refer to Torah? Because at the beginning of the pasuk, yayin is one of the mashkim which Torah is compared to. Torah is compared to yayin, and since over here it goes on to say asis rimoni, so we say it's a hemshach, refers to Torah. So, let's say the person is not a Talmud Chacham, yitzapa l'mitzvah, so but he's not shaykh in Torah, then he should mitzapa for kima mitzvah, shenemar, kepelach harimon rakoseich, that your palate, what does rakoseich mean in English? What does rakoseich mean? Palate? Okay, it doesn't matter. But the more makes a drasha. What? Doesn't say yeah. Kepelach, like a slice of a pomegranate, is your rakosech. But the more makes a drasha, and says rakosech means the reikonim, the empty, the ameharatzim, even the people that are not talmidei chachomim, they have so many seeds like a pomegranate. They have so just like a pomegranate has 613 seeds. A pomegranate, so it doesn't matter, okay. Just like a pomegranate has so many seeds, so too the Talmud, the Amaratzim, will be mole mitzvah skrima and marakosech, afidu reikonim shabashabachom, mole mitzvah skrima. Next. Haroye zeisim, machalim person sees olives bachaloim. If you see olives in a dream, what does that mean? Zutra, if they're small olives, pari virave. If they're small olives, zutrei parei verave, the koyiske kizaisin. That means that you're going to multiply, and your business will multiply like olives, the honey mili pri. A person sees again olives in a dream, zutrei parei verave koyiske, so his business will multiply, peri, like olives, the honey mili peri. Same idea, because an olive is called a fruit. So if it's a small fruit,
fruits don't mean bad things.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see more examples.
All these things.
That's the Gemara. So that's the way
no.
It is.
Oh, why are you saying the good dreams? Why don't you say the what?
The Gemara will tell bad dreams soon. We'll have the next summit. We'll have that soon. But it means over here, Parei v'Ravi kol iskei kezeisin, that the person's parnasa will increase and multiply like olives. V'hani milei peri, it's only when you see fruits, when you actually the olives, avol ilonei. But if you see olive trees, then it's a different sign. Havelin bonim merubim means you have a lot of children, because we find olive trees associated with children. Shenemar bonecha, your children, kishsile zeisim, are like plantings. Kishsile means planting saplings of olives. Some say, if you see a zayis in a dream, shame to the yitzilov. If you see a zayis in a dream, it means you will have a good reputation. Shenemar zayis ranon, a leafy zayis, yifei pritoyar, beautiful fruit. Fruit with beautiful appearance. Kara Shem Hashem, Hashem has called you. Hashem has called you a zayis, a leafy olive tree with a beautiful appearance. Haroya Shem and zayis, servants is olive oil, bachalom, yitzapelim, or tar, you should yearn for Torah, for the light of Torah. Shemar, bikwe lecha Shem and zayis zoch, olive oil, and that was for the menorah, and the menorah is associated with Torah. Haroya tomorrow, bachalom, you see dates in the dream. Tamu avoinoisav, it means your sins have come to an end. Shenemar, tam avoinecha basion, sin, your sins have come to an end. Taking from the word tomorrow, dates, tam is tomorrow. If I write A's Bechalim, a goat in a dream, Shana Misperecha still means you're going to have a good year. Izim, if you see multiple goats in your dream, Shanim Misperecha, so that means you're going to have many good years ahead of you. Shinemar, Vidi Cholov, Izim, and Vidi means the flow. What comes out of the day, and they mean sufficient. The sufficient amount of chalev izim, milk of a goat, lilachnecha, for your bread, for your sustenance. So since over here izim is used associated with lechem, and lechem means parnasa, so if you see these things in a dream, it means that you're going to be zoicha to a good parnasa. Horei hadas, bechalev person sees a hadas nechaloim nechosov, nechosov matzlichim loy. It means he's going to be successful. V'yim ein lo nechas, if he doesn't have nechas, it means Yerusha nefelos lo imokim acher. It means he will get a Yerusha. He will, if he doesn't have nechas, he has parnasa, so his parnasa will get better. If he doesn't have parnasa, it means he will get bracha from another source. Yerusha nefelos lo imokim acher. Ama ulav yamilo b'masis otan, v'hu dechaz b'kinayu, provided you see the olives. What?
Have,
it means he'll win the lottery.
What's so good about
it? Doesn't mean Hashem someone will die. It means he'll win the lottery. The money will come from a different source. If a person has parnasa, the parnasa will get better. He'll be, if he knows, if he's dealing in the business, so the business will pick up because he has a place for the bracha to be chalon. If he does that, the bracha to be chalon, then it means that he'll win a lottery. The honey meal is only one condition. The aim ain't like the chasim. Yerusha nefelos l'makom acher. Amar ulav yamrila b'masis hanav v'hu b'dechazah b'chanayu. One condition: he has to see the olives growing in. I'm sorry. This is the dates. This is hadas. This is only where he sees hadasim growing out of the ground. But if he just sees hadasim growing loosely, not growing out of the ground, it's not growing out of the ground.
In the lulu holder.
No, on the table. He sees hadasim on the table in his dream. He sees three branches. That doesn't mean anything. He has to see the hadasim growing out of the ground, growing out of the tree.
Growing.
And their source. V'hu d'chaza b'kinah, provided he saw b'chinayu in its source. Now why is hadasim related to good parnasa? So what does it say here? There is no Rashi. So why does hadasim relate to parnasa? Meshulash, because the leaves are meshulash. Okay, let's go further. Because if it's, I guess it's okay. Okay, let's see. Let's go further. I'm not really sure why dafka hadasim means these things. Hadoyem esrog b'chalom. A person sees an esrog in his dream. Hadorhu lefnei koyin. That means that he is beautiful before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar. Pre-Aids, Hodar, Kapois, Tamarim, since this is an esrog, it's called Hodar. Beautiful means that Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks that he's a beautiful person, his midos, his mitzvos are beautiful. Okay, next.
What happens to esrog?
Esrog is called the pre-Aids Hodar. It's called a beautiful fruit. Haroyem, Haroya lulav b'chaloyim ein loy el levech al av v'shma. That means he has one heart to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ein loy el levech al one heart to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Haroya avos b'chmosin sees a goose in his dream. Yitzap el chochmos shenir for chochmos shenemar chochmos b'chutz toroina wisdom, because an avos, a goose, it makes a lot of noise. So the pasuk says chochmos b'chutz toroina, that outside wisdom sings. So if you see something which sings, that's an indication that you're going to be zoichet to the first part of the pasuk called chokhma. The habol, that a person has relations with the goose, havei rosh yeshiva. So that means that you're connecting fully with chokhma. A goose represents chokhma because of this pasuk. If you just see it, that means you're going to be zoichet to chokhma. And a person has relations with it, that means that he's fully connected to chokhma. What does it mean? Fully think the Chachma Yizrecha to be the Rosh HaYeshiva. The Rosh HaYeshiva is supposed to be the smartest person. Amar Rav Ashi, Anari Yisiha. I saw. What? Why? Because the Rosh HaYeshiva today, it's not Tolin Chachma, it's Tolin in Yerusha. Okay, Amar Rashi, Anari Sia, I saw a goose in my dream, and I had relations with this goose in my dream, and this sulkis ligadula, I became very great indeed. He's saying about himself. Rav Ashi, the sulkis ligadula, I became very great. Haroya tarnagol b'chalim person tarnagol b'chalim yitzabel leben zohar. A tarnagol in your dream, you should yearn to become ben zohar. Tarnagolim, you have many tarnagolim, more than one yitzabel, bonim, zecharim, for many, many male children. Tarnagoles. If you see a tarnagoles, so here we're dashing over here. Now, why is a tarnagol? Why? Because the tarnagol gather. A tarnagol, another word for tarnagol, is called the gather. Right? A noisim lasech, a gather. So therefore, it means a male. A male is ben zacha. A tarnagoles. Tarnagoles is rosh etevos itzapel le tarbitza noa vigila. Tarbitza means a garden. A garden. And what is a garden? A garden means, a garden. It means a house, a dwelling place. It's Rosh Tevos Tarbitza. The nun of ni is no'o. And the last syllable, less of gimel, or gimel vav, is gila. So Tarnagoyles is nutrikin for Tarbitza, Tafresh. Nun is Noe, and the Gimel is Gila. A garden that is beautiful and is joyous. What exactly is that? I don't know, we have Gan Eden. So Gan Eden is certainly a place that is Zivashil. So obviously this alludes to much greater. That's what one of the says refers to a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash, a good Jush. A good Jush for Chanukah Sabayis. A Beis Medrash is called Tarbitza, Noe, and Gila. It's a garden that's beautiful and uplifting, full of joy. That's what a god. That's what they go into base. It's a good name for a base medrash. Tarnagoilas. Or tarbitza nohegila. Right. Haroya beitzim machalam, you see eggs in a dream. Teluya bakashasoya means that a person has made a request in Shemayim, and in Shemayim they're thinking about it. Because what's inside the egg is mechusse, it's hidden.
Always thinking about it.
I don't know the answer to your question. You're asking very good questions, but this Gemara is way beyond me. So, an egg, inside an egg, there are things, the yolk, and there's the white of the egg. So there are things that are inside the egg which are concealed. It's hidden from us. We do not know if it'll be accepted. That's what the Gemara means. I don't know more than that. It's suspended. It's one of the big mysteries of creation. How in the world did that stuff get in the oven? Egg? Can you imagine? An egg is completely sealed. How in the world did the yolk? What?
Soft.
Originally, but it's a tremendous chachma, and from that little egg comes a chick. If you let it fertilize, it's completely sealed. It's completely sealed, and this sealed thing, a creature is developing. It's a merdeka, incredible thing, an egg. So it means over here that in Shemayim your request is completely under consideration. It's contained. Nishtavru. If the egg in your dream is broken open, Naseis Bakoshoso, it means they have accepted your prayer. It's been revealed. It's a sign that they have acquiesced. They have said yes. They're willing to grant your request. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Tli Bakoshoso Pesofik. The food is concealed inside. The food has been revealed. It means in Shemayim they have agreed to make it known to come out. The same thing applies if you see in your dream nuts. If you see melons, you see anything that's glass. So everything that is inside represents your request has been contained. And if the nut is broken open, if the glass breaks, if anything breaks, it means it's been your request has been granted. This is another spin on why you break a glass under a chuppah by chasna, because the Gemara says if in a chaloim the glass is broken, it means your request has been granted. So that means many things by chas. Number one, of course, the obvious reason why it goes by chas is im lo yesh rechich yushalayim tishkach yimini. But that really goes on by the tnoim. not so much on the glass, but we break two things by chasna. But you break a glass, I'm telling you, good Torah now for Shevrach. So you have to remember this. You remember this Gemara Brachos after Zion. When you're breaking the glass, it means the request has been granted. And that means, number one, Shidduchim. L'zois yispal kol chasim l'eis mitzoy. L'motz me'eis mitzoy zu isha. Tzila, Shidduchim only come to Tzila. So only Chazal say, other things, no, it's a mazal. I call it mazal haninilsa. It's banim, parnasa. But the shidduch only can first come about. All that comes later on. Parnasa, banim, only comes about. Bayis, only comes out later on. You first have to be mispalel. There should be a zivuch. Zivuk. And the chasna, the fact that the chasna took place, and the chasna was mekadesh the kala, and they didn't back off, they didn't get cold feet the last minute, is a gilui that Nasei spako shosai. Your request was granted. Someone was mispalel that there should be a shidduch. Maybe it was a zayda, it was an alta zayda, maybe it was a friend, maybe it was chasn and kal themselves. Nasei spako shosai. And furthermore, it's also simon and milsa. There are many brachas that are given to the chasn kala. Everyone is giving the chasn kala shul bayis nevi yisrael and brachas and brachas and brachas, and you say the sheva brachas. The chuppah, halavai, all of those bakoshas, simon and milsa, nasei bakoshas. I tell you, good Torah.
So that's good.
What?
Egg
salad by the smorgasbord. Okay. The chayne goyz and the chayne kishuv chol mine zuchuches. V'chein kol ha-nishporim keil, anything which is broken, you have the same exact rule. Next, ha-nichnas l'krach, a person's in a dream, and in his dream he sees him driving, and he's going into Lakewood. He's going in somewhere, going into a krach. Nas l'chafotze, that means that his request has been granted. You have reached your destination. It's a gila that Hashem is maskim. Shnemar v'yanchein el mechoyz chefza. V'yanchein means to guide. The guide, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is guiding you to Mechoiz, to the place of your desire. So in the big picture of things, GPS, exactly. You have reached your destination. You should say, Elu Nusach, Hashem has granted your request.
That's what.
Change the GPS, Nusach. Next, you could change the Nusach, the sound, to all different celebrities. You ever try that? You can download any celebrity. You don't have Russian yeshivas. You have to be able to download the Gedolei Yisrael. Recalculating. Do tshuva. You make a mistake on the road. You hear Eli Yapyan. Do tshuva. Let's take tape recordings from the Gedolei Yisrael to download into your GPS, because you can download by the Goyim, Lahavdil. They have all the celebrities you can download. They can guide you to your destination. So every time you make a mistake or you make a turn, all of them are good business. Yeah? Okay, next. A person shaves off his hair in a dream. It's a good sign. Why is it a good sign? Because the hair, I guess, the klipos, right? It's not a good thing to have long hair. The klipos, roisha zukanoi, he shaves off his hair and his beard. Loy ulachol mishpachli, it's a good sign to him and his mishpach, because the zakon represents the shefer, what comes from him. I don't know exactly what this means. I told you before, we have to, it's not all the dream, not even here is clear exactly what the symbolic significance. What does Rashi say? Is there Rashi? Megalech sim gedulo v'teferes hiloy kimoy v'yigalach v'yachalef sim loy sam. Yosef. We learned from Yosef HaTzadik, when he was early gedulo, they shaved off his head. He was a Nazir. He was a Nazir until that day when he was taken to Paro. He cut off his hair. Vaygalach, vaychalef simloisav, and he went to Paro. So it's a sign being oylem legedula. So in a dream you see yourself shaving your hair. Oh, right, correct, exactly. Hayoshe bareva kitana, person is sitting in a small boat. Okay, small boat. No, he's sitting. Hayoshe, he's sitting in a small boat. Shame toiv yoytzloy, it means he's going to have a good name. Why is it a good name? Because a boat travels. It's the spashet. A boat represents mobility. If they had cars in those days, so they would probably, say, if he's sitting in a car or some type of plane or some type of a nice SUV. But here we're dealing with Yitam Chazal, they only had a way to represent mobility, was going in a boat. Memela means that your reputation will spread. Shame Toiv Yitzeloi Bareva Gedoyla. You were sitting in a dreamliner. Loy Luchom Mishpachta, your whole, the whole family name will be in the spash throughout the entire world. What do you mean, the Luye? Where you're traveling on the high seas. You have to be traveling in the depths of the Yam, not just standing in the airport. You have to be, the boat has to be traveling in the depths of the, it's on the Malay Daluya means Shailechas Begoiva Sholyam, the height of the sea. You're traveling into the ocean, into the Mediterranean or into the Atlantic, wherever they would travel in those days. They didn't go into the Atlantic in those days. No? Stamanat. Not that we know of. Not that we know of. What? Okay, we don't. Rome, but Rome is the Mediterranean.
Rome, but Rome is not so far from the Atlantic either.
I know, so they go all the way to the very end. So did they venture out the very end? They went all the way to the end of the Mediterranean. So we don't have records. I don't know. We don't know. Along the coast, along the edge, to go all the way. I mean, someone had to get there. I mean, how did the Indians get there? How about Australia? How did people ever get to Australia?
The Darfaga.
How did they ever get to Australia? Big mystery. What? Darfaga? Okay. So we don't know what these. We don't know. There's a lot more to the history of the world that we know about. Okay. The person goes to the base Hakise Bechalayim. Simen Yafe Eloi, that's a good sign. Why is it a good sign? Because the person, he was a Posh Nemar. The Paul writes, Simir Tsoya Lihi Poseach. And the Gemara is making a drush. That's not what it means. Tsoya means to move. I learned this not too long ago, but I forgot what the Posh Shadow Posse means. But right now, the Gemara is teaching Tsoya to mean waste. Tsoya means waste, liposeach is to come out, to be relieved, to be released, and the raya comes from the end of the pasuk. So if you don't know the pasuk, then you don't know what the Gemara is talking about. The pasuk concludes, give me 1/2 a second, the lo yamos l'shachas. So since when the tsoya, mir tsoya liposeach, the waste is coming out of the body quickly, the lo yamos l'shachas, he's been spared. V'honi milei, v'loy konach. He did not clean himself, but if he cleans himself, that's not a good sign, because then his hands are dirty. And if you dirty your hands, that means you have dirty hands. That's not a good sign. You have to come to Shemayim with clean hands. Netilas yadayim. Not dirty hands. Ha'olagak. A person goes to the roof. Ha'olagadula means he's going to. You go up to the roof. Yorat. Yorat. Migdulosa means you're going to come down. Abayi v'rav damitra. Abayi came and shalom. Olam no. If you go up to the roof, if in your dream you see yourself going to the roof, that's a very good sign. That means you can be only gedula. But if you go up to the roof and you come down, and go up to the roof and fall down, certainly it's no good. That's not a good sign. Abaye disagrees. Says no. If you go up to the roof, no. That's all you have to think about. Forget about the end of the dream. Kevon shol olah. Kodesh person rips his clothing. Begadah parakoy. Begadah begachalayim. Koyim lo gzar dinoi. If you rip your clothing in your dream, that means a good sign. It means that ripping in Shemayim will bear a bad judgment. Ha'oy made adam bechaloyim. If you're standing without clothing in your dream, so it depends where you're standing. If you're in Bavel, it means you're below chait. Because in Bavel, there's no averus being arum in Bavel. So then in Mela, we interpret it a good way. Because it's not a holy land, Bavel. It's chutz li'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, you can't stand arum in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to do that. It's a sin to be arum in Eretz Yisrael. Shechinah shayim beretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it means Arum b'loy mitzvahs, a bad sign. It means the person is done in mitzvahs. Hanitvas l'sardia, the person is taken into prison. He sees himself in the Shema in a dream. He's been captured. A guard has taken him to jail. It's a good sign. It means shemira nase tzloh, because in jail they don't let you go. One thing goes about jail, you're not going in, you're guarded. They're making sure nothing happens to you because they want to prosecute you. The Mela means they're guarding you in Shemayim. If they put you in chains, it's a good sign. They see you. If you see in Shemayim that you've been taken to prison, that's a good sign. It means that in Shemayim they're protecting you, they're guarding you, just like they guard you very carefully in prison. They put you in chains. And they put you, if you see something, put into a maximum security prison, that's even a better sign. That means if they put you in a minimum security jail, no, so that's a little shmirah. If you really want to escape, you could escape. but they put you in a maximum security prison. That's a very good sign. That's only they put you in chains. They just put you in ropes. They just tie you up in ropes. That doesn't mean anything. You walk into a swamp. Why a swamp? So Rashi says here, Sheyesh Beikonim Gedolim Yakatanim Smichim Zelazes, similar Rosh Yeshiva, Shagedolim Yakatanim Miskamsim Yachad Kibbutz Godel Boyim Shmoid Rosh Mipir. Because on Rosh Yeshiva, he's like a swamp, and a swamp with all different size weeds, small, big. When you give a shir, you have all different types of people come to your shir, the big people, the small people. It's symbolic of a swamp. I'm not going to say all the jokes. Nase Rosh Yeshiva. Layar, if you go into a forest, Nase Rosh Lubnei Kala, now the forest, why is the forest called Lubnei Kala Yar? Ilonois Gedoilim, the Enam Smuchim Zelaze, Avze Sinin Rosh Talmud Talmud Rav, who Rosh Lubnei Kala, Shem the forest of Talmudim Shemuosam, Achar Shamar Rav, the Hain Machzun La Shemuosam, the Yesh Talmudim Shalo Yavinu, Bedivir Rav, the Cholatzer, the Zem, Midim Lohem. So forests are only big trees. Not, if you're Rosh Shiva, Yizrecha to have all different types of Talmidim. But the Kala, Yarke Kala, only for the Yom Tovim, only the big heavy duty Talmidei Echam are able to understand, and they will give it over to the smaller people. So it's only like you're in a forest, we only have big trees, you don't have the little trees, the little ones. He entered into the fort, into the swamp, so he was fulfilled. Naser Rosh Yeshiva, the famous Rapapa, who has 10 sons, he became Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna Bar Dav Yeshua De'Aliyah, he only went into a forest. Naser Rosh Mekala, he gave the shear on Yom Tov.
Shouldn't it be better? You're much higher.
Higher Luchud.
Higher
Majigim Talmid. No, it's having Talmid year round. It's a permanent Parnasa. Rosh Kala twice a year. Okay, I'm sure it has. Okay, I'm sure it has milus. Each one has its own milus. So you have to say everything has its milus. You're right. Some say Travaila Agma. Some say they both went into a swamp. Aile El Rapapa, the Tali Tavla Nasir Shiva Papa. He didn't just enter into the swamp. He would bang a bell when he came in the Tali Tavla. There was a bell in the swamp. He banged the bell. He was zoich to become the Rosh Hashiva because therefore, like the bell, the sound, the coil goes out into the distance. His Torah was nispashed into the distance. Rafun Bird of Yeshua, the Loy Tali Tavla, he did not bang the bell, he was only Nasir Rosh Lubnekalam, Ravashi, I know I Ailis Lagma, I entered into a swamp, the Tali Tavla, and I banged the bell, the Nafti Veda Vucha, it made a lot of noise. I didn't just bang the bell once, I kept on banging the bell a lot, I wanted my dream to be fulfilled, I should be a Marbit's Torah for the entire Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara does not tell us the end of the story, but we can assume that if he's telling this, it was fulfilled to him in the bracha that he became a very big Rosh Shiva. Tani Tanakh made Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. A make his dam bechaloyim. A person lets blood in a dream. Avay noisav mechulam loy. It's a simin that is averos have been forgiven. Why? So Rashi says avay noisav mechulam loy. Let's share avay nois kruyim adumim. Avay nois kruyim adumim. Shneim yadim katoyla katzemer you. We just read this pasuk on Yom Tov. A person's sins are called adumim. If my sins are red, like are dirty, if I'm dirty, like sins are red, then they'll be clean like snow. Right? Katsemer yu kato. So therefore, here it says, if you let blood is red. So if the blood is released from your body, that is a sign that the adumim, the sins that are called adumim, the avaynosav are going to be released. But tani b'lan b'raisa, avaynosav sidudim lo, and the avaynos are arranged. My sidudim, sidudim limochala means that they are arranged to be forgiven. The process has begun. Everything is ready to be in Tana and Tana Kamidrav Nachamon. Tana and Tana Kamidrav Sheshesh Harayin Nochash Vachloim Parnasasim Zumenes Loi. If he sees a Nochash in his dream, it means that he has Parnasim, because we know that about one of the miles of a Nochash, offer al Gachoincha Telech the offer Toych Al Kol Yimei Chayecha. A nachash always has parnasa, mizumenoi. So the person sees a nachash b'chalem, it means that his parnasa is mizumen esloi. Nashchoi, if he connects with the nachash, at lekach where the nachash bites him, nichmin aloi, it means his parnasa is doubled. Harogoi, but if he kills the nachash, of the parnasasai. Amalei Rav Sheshet l'kosh kolshchei, kumbay, I disagree. If you kill the snake, shenichmin aloi parnasasai, v'loi, it's not true. If you kill the snake, it's a bad sign. The reason why he tried to see this because it happened to him in his dream. And he was darshing for his own benefit. He did not want to lose the mile of having parnasa, so he wanted to interpret the dream. So he wanted to put a good twist on the dream that if you kill the snake, it's even better, but the truth is it's not better. Killing the snake is not going to make it better. Killing the snake is not a good sign, but the bottom line is, now coming to Sukkot. Sukkot is all about Geshem. Geshem is parnasa. It's a time of chalemos. You have to plan for the future, for the year. Shmuzeichet to a year of geshem, of gashmis panasa, of a whole time.